The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Scientists have known since the 1930s that plants can sense the length of day and somehow use that information to decide when to flower. Russian scientists back then speculated that a mysterious substance must be transported from leaves to shoot tips, stimulating the formation of flower buds. They called the mystery chemical florigen. A pair of new studies seem to reveal how it works, including why flowers spring forth in certain spots on a plant. Botanists have now shown that a gene called FT, which is active in the leaf and whose activity is regulated by the length of day, produces a messenger molecule that is transported to the shoot tip. In short, proteins are formed and they talk to other proteins that exist only at future locations of buds, and flowers are born at just the right time. Together, these data show the messenger molecule produced by FT either is the elusive florigen or is a very important component of florigen. And why does this matter to scientists? Because sometimes humans want to fool Mother Nature.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.